The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Haven't said anything about COVID today, and I'm not going to say much. We had another very high number of new cases. Here in the state of Ohio, over 3,000 again. And I have said for way over a year and a half, we cannot live in fear. We cannot live in panic. And I will continue to say that. But may I also say, please take this seriously. Now, I am not for mask mandates, and I honestly, just me personally, I don't think the masks do anything. And I've said that repeatedly. I've been consistent in that. I have not seen any research that convinces me that the masks really do anything. And I've seen an equal amount of reputable research on the other side that says, nah, makes people feel good, but it really doesn't help. And I want to remind you again that when all of this started, the top epidemiologist in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, went on TV and said, the masks don't work, they don't help, but they do make people feel good. And please understand, we have had years and years and years of research on what masks can do and can't do. So Dr. Fauci's total 180 turnaround that if we've all got to wear masks or we're going to die is not based on research. But I'll leave it at that, all right? And seriously, if you want to wear a mask and honestly feel, and the research that you have done has convinced you that a mask works, please do it. And I'm not being disingenuous in any way. Please, wear a mask. If you really feel that it will help. But do take it seriously. I got a voicemail from someone. I don't know whether they're a listener or not. I got a lengthy voicemail a few days ago. They wanted to come on the air. Because it's a hoax. There's nothing to it. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's a complete hoax. No, it's not a hoax. It is not. Joy and I have had some very dear friends who have died from COVID. Right now, as we speak, a wonderful young missionary from right here in Central Ohio is at University Hospital, literally battling for his life. The prognosis is not good at all. And this is a young man. I do not know whether he was vaccinated. I'm kind of assuming he was not. And I don't know the reasoning, and I'm not sure of that. But he was transferred to another hospital for a somewhat experimental treatment that I don't understand. Never heard of it. And right now, that's his only hope. The prognosis is not good. And he's a young man. COVID-19 is real. It should not be taken lightly. We should not live in fear, however. And I will repeat what I've said probably now hundreds of times. When we get through this 4 or 5 years from now, I think we're going to look back and we're going to find that almost everything we were told was not true, because this is new. This is new territory. It's a new kind of virus. And the professionals, the experts, are making up the rules as they go. They are. And I get that. I understand, because they haven't dealt with this exact kind of virus before. And the vaccines. This is new. And we all have to admit it's experimental. We know that. It has this. None of the vaccines have yet to receive full FDA approval. And to me, this is just completely bizarre. If hundreds of millions of Americans have already gotten this vaccine and they haven't approved it, that's insane. But anyway, I want to encourage you, my listeners, to look very seriously about getting the vaccine. I'm not trying to convince you to do it. If you are absolutely convinced that you should not, but I am pleading with you to check with medical people that you trust. Stay off the internet. Listen, I don't care what you believe. You can find somebody on the internet that will prove what you believe. And I hope you're smart enough to know that one doctor, one scientist, one nurse is not sufficient to validate what you believe. So many people are passing things around on the internet because they believe something, and they finally found one doctor, one nurse, one scientist who confirms what they believe. And this proves it then. Because you found one person, no, that doesn't prove anything. Honestly, I don't care what you believe. You can believe that Martians are living underneath a state house in Columbus, Ohio. If you look hard enough, you'll find some expert that will confirm that. I did a little informal poll among pastors on a pastor's email list that I'm a part of, pastors from all over the country, and I just simply said, did you get the vaccine or not? Right now, it is running 3-1, yes, I've gotten the vaccine. A good number have said, nope, I'm not going to get it, never will. These are pastors. No, absolutely I will not. But right now, it's running about 3-1, yes, among the pastors, yes. Now, a good number of these pastors are up in years, and they're more medically fragile, I suppose. But I am not pleading with you to get the vaccine. Please understand that. What I am pleading with you is to do some research. And don't try to find somebody who agrees with you. That's very faulty reasoning. If you're searching on the internet for someone who will confirm what you already believe, may I say to you as kindly as I can, that is very foolish. You would be much wiser to find people who contradict what you believe so that you can evaluate the conclusion that you have come to. That is a much, much, much wiser path. Find someone who disagrees with you and see if they make a point. That is so much wiser than scouring the internet and looking for somebody who believes what you believe. Don't do that. Reach an informed decision. If these statistics are correct, way, way, way over 90% of the deaths that have occurred have been in unvaccinated people. Now, the experts have been wrong. We were told if you get the vaccine, why, you're 99% certain that you'll never get COVID. They were wrong. And as I said, they've been wrong on a whole bunch of things. But what does seem to be true, if you get the vaccine, you still can get COVID. Not nearly as high a percentage as the unvaccinated. But the good news, if you do get it, it is extremely unlikely that you will die. And I think that's pretty solid fact. So, as I keep telling you, I will never tell you what to think, but I want to challenge you on how to think. Take this seriously, folks, and then reach your decision. Mark in Columbus, I'll come to you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we're going to wrap things up here in a few minutes. But first, as promised, I have Mark in Columbus on the line. Mark, welcome. You're on the air.
Bob, you just use up the airtime, man. Do you ever hear that song? And I know you were around when it was popular. Do you talk too much? Do you talk too much?
I kind of vaguely remember that, kind of vaguely. Maybe, Mark, that's why they call me a talk show host. My email is bob@bobtalk.com. Maybe. I don't know, but maybe.
Might be a connection. It just might be.
Yeah.
Well, my little brother, he was pretty sassy, and when we'd go out with my grandma, there was one time when he had heard that song on the radio, and she was talking about something, and he just got it in mind and started saying that. It didn't go over well.
I'll bet it didn't. All right, what's on your mind about COVID?
Okay, so there's a professor, immunologist, et cetera, out of Guelph, the University of Guelph in Canada. And then he was talking about the fact that, well, he was talking about his research that shows that the spike protein makes people more vulnerable to actually passing the disease. Now, he didn't say that you'd get it. He said you'd carry it, pass it to people. And then...
Let me make sure I understand. What he's saying is if you get the vaccine, it is easier for you to carry it? Is that what he said?
Exactly.
Okay, yes. All right.
That's also backed up by this researcher, immunologist fellow who actually developed the technology for these mRNA vaccine. So, you know, these are not closet-dwelling people that came up with some harebrained idea. That the spike protein, and, you know, there's several other people that they make it easier, these spike proteins make it easier for people to get diseases in the future, immunodiseases. So there's a lot of bad things that are, down the road, because you cannot say that the research has been done to disprove this these theories.
That is true. We have no long-term studies. We don't have any. We don't have any long-term studies.
Right. And these were done on so many drugs, you know, under FDA guidelines over the years. I mean, most of these drugs that were approved took years to approve. And I understand the situation. Now, I grant you, it was a dire situation that was going on. But I just want to bring to your attention that, you know, we have no idea how these are affecting people, how these are going to be affecting people way down the road. So just the fact, I'm vaccinated. You know, I went ahead and got the Johnson & Johnson just because everybody was saying, oh, Pfizer, oh, Moderna. And I thought, you know what? There's, what, 15 people that have died of this, these blood clots. And I went ahead and got the Johnson & Johnson when I was able to. Maybe I'm a little bit like my brother, you know, a little bit rebel.
Anyway. Just a rebel in you, huh?
There is a
right.
rebel.
Well, I will continue to say this, and I believe it is true. When we are past this in 4 to 5 years, we're going to look back and realize that most of what we were told was not true because they are making it up as they go. They don't have any choice, you know, because this is new. The vaccine is new. The technology for this vaccine is not the same technology that has been used for vaccines in the past. It's a different kind of virus, and they're making it up as they go, and I, you know, I get that. All right, Mark, I think we lost you. No, all right, you faded out. All right, Mark, hey, have a good evening, all right? Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's interesting. He's very, very concerned about the long-term effects and so on and so forth, but he got the vaccine. And that's kind of where I'm at. At my age, I'm not really concerned about what's going to happen 30 years from now. But if I was 30, I would be, I had very little reluctance to get the vaccine. Very little. Because our personal physician recommended it and we trust him. But if I was 30, I'm not saying I wouldn't get it, but I would be more hesitant. I would be much, much more diligent in studying for myself. And that's what I think you should do. Do your own research. Be an LTD. Hey, have a great evening, folks. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.